Rain has returned to a portion of the Midwest this morning, with much of it occurring from Indiana into western portions of Michigan. As we go forward through the next 24 hours, this disturbance will likely become more focused on Ohio and portions of northeastern Kentucky, West Virginia, and western portions of Pennsylvania. We're going to expect to see the storm system work its way into the middle Atlantic coastal region as we get through the day tomorrow. This system will become a little bit of an upper-level cutoff low pressure system of sorts, and will likely see to it that showers linger in parts of Ohio and immediate neighboring areas there through much of the day tomorrow. So some cloudiness and coolness will likely accompany this precipitation, limiting farming activity in some of that region. But for areas further to the west, it looks like good field working conditions will occur. Outside of the showers will occur briefly here today. It looks as though most of the western Corn Belt will experience dry conditions into the weekend. And for the upper Midwest, portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe northern Iowa will probably stay in a relatively good drying mode for upwards to a week to 10 days. Now, it may not be completely dry in some of those areas. There will be a couple of frontal systems that will cut through the region, but moisture is not expected to be abundant, and the end result will be only temporary disruptions to farming activity, and for the most part, it's just not going to be significant moisture. Today's forecast is a little wetter in the lower parts of the Midwest for next week. This slow-moving storm system comes out into the plains as we go forward into the latter part of the weekend. And as it moves in an east to slightly north of east direction, it will spread its rain out of Nebraska and parts of Kansas into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, with much of this precipitation likely to occur on the period from late Sunday into about Wednesday of next week. The system will be slow enough moving that there will be repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity and rain totals that could run 1 to 3 inches, maybe even something greater. There is potential that this storm system is moving too slowly in the computer forecast model data, so we'll look for a possibility of a little less precipitation maybe in future model runs. The temperature bias across the region is certainly going to continue to be a little bit on the mild side in the eastern parts of the Midwest. This will be ongoing for a several day period. We look for the afternoon temperatures across the Midwest today to contrast from upper 50 and 60 degree readings in the lower parts of the eastern belt to just 50s across parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. In contrast, temperatures over 70 will occur out in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt. There will be a ridge of high pressure building up in the plains as we move forward through Thursday and Friday. The temperatures will soar into the 80s across all of the western Corn Belt during those 2 days, and we'll expect some of the heat to continue as we get into the weekend, but it will become more confined to the southernmost parts of the western Corn Belt, and it doesn't look like any of this heat really gets very far into the eastern portions of the Midwest. Perhaps Illinois will see a few temperatures over 80 degrees for a brief period as we get out into Friday and Saturday afternoons, but for Ohio and Indiana, it won't get that warm. The lowest temperatures at night over these next few nights will fall back mostly into 40 and 50 degree readings. We do expect that first frontal system to cut through the Midwest as we get into the latter part of the weekend, early part of next week. It will bring temperatures down a little bit, but there's no risk of frost or freeze conditions in any part of the Midwest. The afternoon temperatures will cool back down. We'll see temperatures getting back into the range of 60s and 70s across the eastern Midwest at some point late in the weekend and early next week. When the showers and thunderstorms start to occur, of course, we'll have some cooler temperatures even in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt, mostly just a return to seasonable temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.